Democrat Representative Cindy Axon attacks lawmakers on accepting PAC money after breaking own pledge. By Jacob Bliss on July 27, 2022. Representative Cindy Axon, Iowa's lone congressional Democrat, attacks her colleagues in the House who take money from corporations and PACs despite previously breaking her own pledge not to take PAC money. On Tuesday, Axon used social media to say, "Dark money needs to be taken out of politics because too many politicians are in the pockets of corporations and PACs." In fact, Axon herself has pledged not to take money from corporations and PACs. In the past, she's explained that she was taking the pledge because she wanted to work for the people in her district, not special interests. "That's not just words I'm saying. That is a promise I intend to keep with you," she said. However, in the past, Breitbart News reported that the Congresswoman has gone back on her pledge and taken the same money she attacks others for taking. In February, Axon raised $718,038 in the last fundraising quarter in 2021. But against Axon's pledge, $36,000 worth of campaign contributions Axon took from political action committees. Nevertheless, as of June 30, 2022, Axon raised $4,721,368 in campaign donations during the current election cycle. But, during the same time, she has taken in $966,026. 557 contributions of her fundraising cash has been from PAC money, according to Open Secrets. Axon is in a tough re-election battle against Republican State Senators Zach Nunn, who had a decisive primary win in Iowa's 3rd congressional district. In fact, since Nunn's win, political analysts have marked the congressional district as more vulnerable. Axon was attacked by Republicans for taking money from PACs while preaching the opposite. Republican Party of Iowa Communications Director Colin Crompton said, "The fact that Axon keeps deceiving Iowans after she's been exposed is absolutely ridiculous and shameful." Cindy Axon is bought and paid for by Nancy Pelosi and liberal special interest groups. Period. Additionally, NRCC Deputy Communications Director Mike Berg also said Axon is bold for launching attacks against herself. He added, "Axon lied about not accepting money from corporate PACs to get elected, then reversed her position once she became a card-carrying member of the swamp." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.